songwriters from here and away, and like our Facebook page, YouTube, Instagram. We really appreciate it, and so do the artists. Gets the word out. Here we are, back to the show.
I did this song a few years ago at the Lunenburg Folk Harbor Festival, and when I was done, do you guys know the band Madison Violet? Mm-hmm. So they got up after me, and they were getting up on stage, and they were like, oh yeah, that song you did, we really like that song, the... what's it called? I'm in love with an angry beaver. The song is called I'm in love with a non-believer. But you'll never hear it that way again. Believer, she's in love with the faith in me, oh man. Oh, I'm in love with the non-believer. She's in love with the faith in me. Oh, woman, where are you going? Let your demons rest. You're good on Sunday, but you're bad on Monday. We spend the next 5 days in bed. We drink wine, yeah, we do a little living in her living room. Oh, when I wake up, she's gone. Yeah, I'm doing what she pleases. Keeps me on my knees. Yeah, I know she knows. I'll be there when she's done. You know it. Oh, I'm in love with a non-believer.
That's right.
She's in love with the faith in me. Oh, man. Oh, I'm in love with a non-believer. She's in love with the faith in me.
Don't be scared of the piano, Rob.
A little light in her room. I like a little salt in my wounds. Ooh, it's gonna make a good thing taste better. Cross my heart and hope to die. That woman don't kill me. Ooh, I think I'm gonna save her life. Oh, I'm in love with a non-believer. In love with the faith in me, oh man. Oh, I'm in love with a non-believer. She's in love with the faith in me.
Go
ahead. She's in love with the faith. She's in love with the faith. She's in love with the faith in. She's in love with an angry beaver. She's in love with the faith. 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 Oh, I'm in love with a non-believer. She's in love with the faith in me all the time. Oh, I'm in love with a non-believer.
Here we go.
She's in love with the faith. In me.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I love it. Oh, I'm up. Well, now I know you can sing, all of you.
Can't really see, but we'll hope for the best. So your part is, if you feel like singing, of course, you're never, you know, obliged to, but I don't know why I'm down here, I just felt like it. So your part goes like this. It's very simple. Let's pull it up here. There. Oh, oh. Can you try it? It's that simple. Oh, oh. And if you want to harmonize, go ahead. Oh, oh. You could maybe do something like this. Let's see. Oh, oh. I don't know. Give it a shot. Oh, oh. Beautiful. One more time. Oh, oh. Ooh, good. Okay. You'll know when it's your bit. This is a song called What About Coke? It's the only song that I got the word schedule in. And I had sleepless nights over leaving that word in there. But it's in there. But I get it out of the way early. So. If you feel like doing a saxophone solo at any point, feel free. No pressure. No pressure. Right away, Arantin. Wake up in the morning, we're already on the run. I'm looking at my schedule and there's so much to be done. You're standing right beside me, but you don't see me anymore. There's chaos all around us that we manage to ignore. What about hope? What about trust? What about everyone we love? What about you? What about me and the life we always dreamed of? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. And all the cars around us that I can't seem to pass. And why is it called rush hour when we're going nowhere fast? Conversation, I gotta save that energy. I need to make a living, but I'm dying to be free. What about hope? What about trust? What about everyone we love? What about you? What about me?
This all night, man.
Okay, so I'll step out of my comfort zone and do a song I've never done before. Doorbell rang, 10 a.m. I was struggling to get out of bed. I heard a voice call out, hey, had to come on by, are you feeling okay? That's when I knew right then life just wouldn't be the same without friends. 'Cause when you're feeling low, you know they'll be there, lighten the load anytime, anywhere, and give you a hand to hold, and a smile to share, and a laugh to linger on. Life just wouldn't be the same without friends. We sat and talked the hours away. Somehow they knew just what I had to say. Somehow they knew just how I felt, and brought me back to feeling good about myself. When I knew right then life just wouldn't be the same without friends. 'Cause when you're feeling low, you know they'll be there to lighten the load anytime, anywhere, and give you a hand to hold, and a smile to share, and a laugh to linger on. Life just wouldn't be the same without friends. Out and you're wondering how to start again, well, that's when your real friends walk in. 'Cause when you're feeling low, you know they'll be there to lighten the load anytime, anywhere, and give you a hand to hold, smile to share, and laugh to linger on. Now life just wouldn't be the same. No, my life just wouldn't be the same. Life just wouldn't be the same without friends. Thank you.
Beautiful.
The first time for everything, right?
That's a lovely song. Really like it. Yeah. Alana.
It's my turn, right?
I know you have more.
Oh, man.
All kinds.
She's got great songs.
I know.
You know, if you go, honest gosh, log into Twitch. And three times a week, I'll look up Alana Maddie. Look up the Twitch thing and check it out. She does this most beautiful looping and piano playing and guitar and singing and vocal layering. It's amazing.
It is kind of the joy of Twitch is I play music, and normally I have a million buttons and a keyboard, and I make all these loops and I do all these sounds, and it takes me like 20 minutes. And when I started, I was like, no one's going to want to watch me do one song for 20 minutes. That's insane. But they do. They ask me to do it. Anyways, I'm going to ask a lot of you now. Because you just did a whole bunch of singing along for for two other songs. So what I'm going to do is later on in the song, I'm going to get this half of the room. There's a white thing there. Everyone on this side is going to do something, and everyone on that side is going to do something. It's not going to be scary, I promise. It's okay. It's going to be fine. This side, you're going to sing this. You're going to go... So sorry, your part's a little bit harder, but it's okay. It's gonna go like this.
Head down underwater. Feel your thoughts getting quieter.
Just like that.
Head down.
Song I wrote after visiting Halifax for the first time. I've been dealing with some mental health issues for a very long time, and I often think that going on a vacation will fix it, and it doesn't, but you want it to. And I often think about swimming and how swimming just makes you, I don't know, you're just like floating in the water and it feels really nice. Like, nothing else matters, right? I'm not alone in this feeling. And so I wrote a song about it. And I hope you like it.
Something about today makes you feel like you're going downhill. The plane's getting low, but you feel like you're standing. Watch a movie, then go to bed. Doesn't mean you're okay if there's nothing inside your head. And something about tonight makes you feel like you're going crazy. The stars shining bright. Shower, put coffee on. I think about texting your friends, then you call your mom. And dream about swimming. And dream about swimming.
going. Thank you.
That's Alana Maddy, and also in that set, Ian Sherwood, iansherwood.com, and Mel Faramond, melfaramond.com, F-A-R-R-I-M-O-N-D. We're going to take a short pause. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You know what to do.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM continue to bring the heat this fall with a stacked lineup of local concerts. At the Broom Factory, you can catch country star Robin Ottolini on November 20th, Virginia DeVegas on November 21st, Queens grad Charlie Houston on November 28th, Stephen Stanley with No Electric on November 29th, Bat Sabbath on December 13th, folk icon Garnet Rogers on December 14th, and local rap hero Slaves of Spanky on December 19th. And don't forget to get your tickets now for the big show by Canadian alt faves The Strumbellas playing Kingston Grand Theatre on November 23rd. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. And don't forget to donate to CFRC's funding drive via cfrc.ca, where you may win $50 vouchers redeemable for KPP Concerts. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a single by Kentucky called Born American, a song that is both a question and a reflection, urging listeners to consider the human impact of our world's shifting borders and systems. With vivid imagery and raw emotion, the song and its accompanying video invite you to feel deeply and reflect on compassion and understanding. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Born American by Kentucky on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
In the hospital, all alone in the middle of the night, a lonely mother gave her life. Under stroke, the dead woman's hair closed her eyes up one last time. The doctor wrapped the baby up tight and said, he's born American. Oh, they could not know.
generosity, his sense of community, his personal commitment to personal responsibility. These are just a few of the ways the people in his town could tell that he was born American. He was quick to fight, but he was also quick to forgive. He was cool, and he was handsome. Oh, they could not know they would be called to the street and called to defend their sons and daughters.
For smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone with great music across genres made by musicians in our community. Join in the fun. Release Radar Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m., right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm David Burling of Gray Malkuth Metalworks, maker of fine artisanal jewelry, forged home and garden items, and structural elements for building projects. Catch me at upcoming local holiday festivals, including the South Alley Holiday Market in Gananoque, the McKinnon Brothers Holiday Market in Bath, and the Fat Goose Craft Fair at Grand Hall this fall. Find me on Instagram at graymalkins.metalworks to keep up with the latest or see custom orders. Proud to support CFRC's local funding drive again this year. Please donate via cfrc.ca and enter to win gift certificates from Gray Malkuth Metalworks today.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hello, welcome to Absolutely Frivolous here on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. Thank you for coming to the show and listening to us this Monday morning. I'm so glad you are here. I'm hopeful that you will enjoy our upcoming show. I only have one comedian, David Nihil. He's from Ireland and he is a very funny man. Just to let you know, as I do every week, if there are any swear words or topics that I haven't cut out or bleeped in the upcoming comedy piece, I apologize. CFRC apologizes. We're not here to offend anyone, but sometimes it can happen. So we appreciate your understanding. CFRC is, of course, one of the oldest radio stations in Canada. We are more than 100 years old. And if you go to our website, cfrc.ca, there's a ton of information about our history and how we came to be. If you're ever interested in volunteering here in the station, there are so many roles that you can participate in. You don't have to be on the air just like myself. You can do behind-the-scenes stuff, do community outreach, and many others that you may be interested in. So check out our website, like I said, cfrc.ca, and you are welcome too to reach out to any of our hardworking staff here at the station. They are always very welcoming and supportive of all the volunteers here at the station. David Nihil was born in Dublin, Ireland, and he lived there until the age of 22. Then he got the travel bug and never got tired of it. He has lived and worked in actually 12 different countries, and he's visited over 70 countries. His shows talk about his wide travels, his cultural observations, his attempts at different languages, international drinking sessions, and of course, being a mildly confused immigrant. He has won many prestigious awards, like the annual San Francisco Comedy Competition, and was runner-up for the Moss largest U.S. Grand Slam storytelling competition. He's a best-selling writer, he's recorded a couple of specials, and he's been featured on The Late Late Show, Sirius XM, Just for Laughs, and The Irish Independent, NPR, and many, many others. He is a festival favorite, and he's quite talented. He's been called one of the best speaking coaches out there by Forbes.com. And here he is, David Nihil, on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I am indeed from Dublin, Ireland, but I live in America now, so I identify as Latino. I had to start doing that to get through your automated customer service lines. Because the other options are no good, are they? Like, the minute you call up, they're like, thank you for calling. For English, press 1. I was like, I don't want to be English. My people have been avoiding that option for about 800 years now. What else have you got? You just keep listening, it gets immediately better, because they'll be like, para español, marca dos. I said, I'm in here, and now these are my new people. Yeah, that's the beauty of this identify as whatever you feel like culture that we have at the moment. No one can even get mad about that, but I didn't want to shock my parents too much, because they don't know they raised a Latino. Yeah, so it is at least logical. Irish people, Latinos, already emotionally connected. We both like drinking, dancing, fighting, mostly work in construction. We are primarily Catholic. We love soccer, speak a whole other language, and have problems with immigration. We're already one people. But it makes my life a bit confusing now because I'm Irish, I'm sarcastically Latino, and I live in America, so I have white privilege. Yeah, I never had that in Ireland, so I'm quietly confident I caught it here. I know, and that's kind of ironic if you know your history, because you remember the Irish people when we first got here, we didn't get the most privileged treatment. But that can get forgotten if you're treating history like a Netflix series. And you just join in season 6. You'd be like, well, it's going great for the Irish, isn't it? Look at them over there with their shamrock shakes and their parades. Yeah, they used to be filth. Now they have their own spring soap. It's a real rags-to-riches story. Yeah, it can get easily forgotten that when we first came here, there were signs that said, no blacks, no dogs, no Irish. I don't know what you did if you were a black Irish dog walker. You were not coming in. you actually had no immigration laws in America until one group of people turned up, Irish people, and you're like, well, we got to do something about these lunatics. And that's how all your laws got written into being law. And we love seeing laws and finding a creative workaround. That's kind of what it means to be Irish partially as well. Like, that's nice. Doesn't apply to us. We'll find a creative and potentially fun way to get around those laws. And we did. We just started shagging all of you. All of you. Yeah, that's why many of you are here tonight. We did it indiscriminately. Everybody got it. Black, white, pink, Cuban, Asian, Israeli, Palestinian, even English people. We would have f***ed the Queen if we got to her in time. Oh, yeah. And with that strategy, we penetrated the very fabric of American society. We got to the point that 23 U.S. presidents claim Irish heritage, and we're so lovely, when Obama said, I'm Irish, we all went, yeah, f*** it, why not? Go on. Like, nobody asked to see his birth certificate, you know. Yeah, who would do that? That would be crazy. We had a picture of him drinking a pint of Guinness, and we're like, well, that's good enough for us, Barack, you're in. You know, a lot of people were saying Hussein. We read Obama, clearly. Send a name, isn't it? Clearly Irish. We're delighted about the addition of such a cool character. That's how we are. We're a very welcoming country. We are, and we so welcoming, we don't even have a Chinatown. Yeah, we just let them live with us. That's a deep statement. Take your time with it. If this woke society that we have that's a little bit fake at the moment has rubbed off on you, you'll be triggered right now. That will... You'll be like, oh, my God, I'm offended right now. I can't put my finger on exactly why, but I will think about it tomorrow while I'm having a sensible vegan brunch option, and I'll walk it off. I'll cover my body in Lululemon merchandise, and I'll grab my three-legged rescue dog, Murphy, and I'll just be dragging him along while carrying a 4-liter indestructible canister of water to stay fully hydrated while I'm listening to Terry Gross on NPR to keep up with issues of diversity, and I will figure out why I'm offended. I will. I am glad you were here staring at me because we emotionally connected on that one. And sometimes people just knew, and she's like, oh, well, that one's clearly a reference to what he's interpreting as a fragmented and subdivided society in America that likes to call itself a melting pot, but is realistically more of a charcuterie board. Like, it has all these wonderful exotic flavors, and then you keep making it worse by adding too many crackers. You said it. It's a great contrast to Ireland when you think about it, because we don't have, as you rightly nailed on the head there, don't have a Japantown, Koreatown, little Latin Quarter, little Bangladesh, little Armenia, or Chinatown, because we're equally shagging our way into everybody's family tree. And that's just brought to you by 23 and me, because we are always in your results. We're always in there. If there's no Irish in there, that's a false negative. Just do it again. You know, treat it like an antigen test and just keep doing it until you get the result you're expecting. Oh, there it is. And no matter where you think you're from, you could be sitting there and you're like, I'm definitely black. And we'd be like, are you? Are you really? 38% of all African Americans have Irish heritage, and that list is fantastic and includes Colin Powell, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, and Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know how you missed that one. That's a huge example right there. It's in the name and everything. Irish and African cultures were so intertwined when we both came to America that we shagged it out so frequently. Together, we invented tap dancing. Yeah, invented horizontally, done vertically. And that was just true, the blending of those cultures. And that went on to become jazz music, you know. It's fantastic. Irish and black culture always a bit connected. It goes all the way back to 1845, if not before, when Frederick Douglass escaped slavery, became a famous anti-abolitionist, and said, I'm going to go around the world and tell them all to be anti-slavery. I'm going to Ireland for 4 days. Got there and he went, oh, they're fine. They already know. Yeah, he said, Ireland woke as f***. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I didn't really say that. I sarcastically inserted the word woke into his mouth because, I mean, that's become a bit of a fuzzy word these days. We don't even know what it means. Some people like it. They don't. I think it boils down to being nice. And Irish people, we've been knocking that out of the park for a while. And Frederick Douglass, what actually he did say was, this is the first time in my life I've been treated as a man and not as a colour. And he stayed for 4 whole months. So look at that. Irish people just way ahead of the curve on that one. It's just... We're pretty good. Just a bit of black history for you, because we love it. You have Black History Month here in February. We have it in October, so already there 10% extra black history in Ireland. You went short, we went long. That's what I'm saying. At any moment, this show could descend into trivia. It's just because I like trivia, but I never know how to feel about it in America, because I watch your news, and you have two different versions of the truth, so... Which trivia am I meant to believe? To find out what's going on in this country, I have to watch the Irish news. Well, it's bad because I love a good bit of trivia. Like, Irish people famously friendly, yet slightly sneaky. Yeah, we invented or were central to the invention of the tank, the guided missile, and the submarine. Yet the most damage we ever did in America is to sending you our priests. That really touched some of you. That's the power of good trivia, you know. We are connected to every culture. Many Latinos here tonight? I see a few. I am surrounded. Vamos a hacer el show en español. Sería mil veces mejor. Sí. Y dejar los gringos por afuera. See, I really committed to learning that language. I love it. I said, well, I'm in the second largest Spanish-speaking country in the world, and I wanted to commit to that language because I didn't want to get caught out by some Karen in Whole Foods one day. You know, they'll get you. She'll be like, oh, my God, I saw your little skits online where you identify as a minority group that you are clearly not part of. And I'll be like, Karen, he went, puta que larga se hasta ya. Oh, that would be very enjoyable, wouldn't it? You just see her scurrying off to the Tesla. Just to avoid a racial hate storm, and there's nothing but a trail of confusion and goji berries behind her. And Irish people first came to America, and we were like, hello, help us, starving refugees. America's like, all right, but you got to fight in our war against Mexico. We're like, well, that doesn't sound like a great plan. Have you got any other programs for the refugees? Because America always has a program for something. But no, they didn't, and we ended up fighting against Mexicans, and we were down there, and we're like, geez, we like these people. I don't know why we're fighting against them at all. We have a lot in common. They're great fun. And then we saw the deal breaker, Latinas. We're like, we're changing sides. Yeah, we saw, we were conquered, and we came. We genuinely changed sides. We became the first country in European history to fight on behalf of Mexico. And that is the longest yet most historically accurate way to say we also shagged our way into Mexico. If you know your history, that group, they're called the San Patricios. There's a lot of cool things named after them to honor that connection between the two places. There's a guy called William Langford from Wexford. Most people know him as Zorro. You didn't know that Zorro was a sneaky Irish dude. The legend of Zorro, based on a mildly illegal masked immigrant riding around doing nice things ahead of his time, and he was a skilled swordsman with a blatant disrespect for authority. Definitely Irish. Definitely. Definitely. We left a bit more modern evidence. You just go on Google Images and you type boxing, and then you add the word Canelo. And just have a look what comes back at you, because you're going to see a world and Mexican boxing champion that's suspiciously red-haired. pasty white skin, covered in freckles, and his real name is Barrigan, an Irish name. So if someone could get that man a 23andMe result, we can claim another true champion. We are connected to those cultures. Do you know where they differ a little bit from Latin people to an Irish people? Latin people are not as sneaky as Irish people. Like, you don't even know. In Spanish, do you know the word for sneaky? Where are me Latinos at?
Picaro.
They're not agreeing with that over here. I heard an audible no over here. No, oh, suspicious, not really, doesn't translate. Isn't this amazing? That's the diversity we have in Chicago these days, where an Irish person is confusing Latinos with their own language. But it's a bit of a sneaky trivia one, because there's loads of slang words, but there's no direct translation from English-Spanish to the word sneaky. And yeah, it's fantastically ironic, because if you're a Mexican, and you're kind of known for sneaking over the border. And there's no word for the thing that you're doing. I mean, are you just walking over an arbitrary line in the ground to, you know, visit your family or pick a few strawberries or maybe celebrate Cinco de Mayo, a festival created for you? And Americans are like, hey, man, you snuck in there. You're like, listen, that's the past tense in a regular verb that I don't have. I'm just going to keep walking until someone buys me a flight to Martha's Vineyard. Oh, that was sneaky. Well, I'm just delighted to be here. America, one of the most positive places in the world. You could ever be based anywhere. And it just the opportunity just to talk to people like do this is fantastic, because we were without it for a while and I always didn't get to do it. When I actually first moved to America, the job I had, I came on a diplomatic visa. And one of the first tasks they gave me was organizing the Irish president's visit to Seattle and Vancouver, which was a huge mistake by someone in a position of authority. They just overlooked all the red flags you're seeing here this evening. And there was a guest list to do, and they're like, who's doing the guest list? And they're like, you are. And I was like, unsupervised. I invited everyone I ever met. I was in Seattle, and my uncle lived there. He'd moved from Ireland years ago, and I forgot. He's so big. He's 6'5", that he grew up. When he was 17 years old, he drove a Mini Cooper from the back. And he just removed the front seats for extra leg room. So he's pretty sizable. You're not going to miss him. And he got so emotional during the president's speech. And my boss had told me only C-suite level executives are above. And he worked in the logging industry. And I went, well, close enough. Got it. I can't miss out on this one. And he got so emotional during the speech, he decided to rush the stage that he wanted to hug the president. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever watched your career change live. Was him moving towards him. Oh, no. And the Secret Service were there, but they were on low alert because Irish people, we never did it. And it's a fairly unique group of white people in history where you're like, well, what did they do? And we're like, nothing. We're good, actually. And you might correctly say, well, didn't you boys blow up some British people? And we'll be like, yeah, but historically, who hasn't wanted to do that? You can't even invite those fellas to a tea party, can you? But no, we did make one bit of a faux pas. When Hitler died, only one country sent condolences. Yeah, Ireland. Yeah, how bad does the prospect of continued British rule have to be that we're like, well, we better hedge our bets on this one? You know, somebody send him some flowers and tell him we loved his painting. Get him over there. But normally, we haven't done it, whatever it is. And that applied here because they were on low alert. My uncle is moving rapidly towards the podium, completely unobstructed. He gets there, grabs the president in a kind of a bear hug, and he's so big, she just disappears into his body. My boss elbows me in the ribs and is like, David, who the f*** is that? I said, I have no idea. And at that moment, he kind of leaned forward and was like, David, get the camera, get a picture. Yeah, and that's why I do comedy now. It's... I never planned on it. It does America. I blame America. It's just too supportive with stuff. You can have the worst plan over here, and Americans like, you should try that. That could be a great journey for you. I'd love to see that. And anyway, you do get the feeling when you move to America that anything's possible. And I got talking to this girl, drunk as a monkey on St. Patrick's Day, and she was kind of waddling towards me in a green shirt, and it was made by Bed Bath & Beyond, of all places. So pretty classy stuff we're talking here. And it was a bit controversial. They genuinely were making these because it said on it, everybody loves a drunken Irish slut. That is not true. Not even Irishmen love drunken Irish sluts. That's why we're here. For your drunken American ladies. And if we get lucky, maybe we'll end up in your Bed Bath & Beyond. But this one, drunk as a monkey, and it was that classic American conversation starter that scares foreigners, like, what do you do? What's your job? What do you do? I'm like, all right, take it easy, drunken lady. And I didn't really want to tell her, so I was like, you know the Antarctic where it's cold and there's ice and snow everywhere? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, because it's ice and snow everywhere, it can be slippery. And they have penguins walking around, loads of penguins. And I was like, sometimes because it's slippery, the little penguins, well, they fall over. I stand them back up again. I didn't think she was going to believe that one. I got to tell you, it was a magical moment when she called her friend. She's like, oh my God, Megan, you're not going to believe the Irish guy. He's a penguin stander-upper. I was like, wow, anything is possible in this country. But everything is accumulation of factors. I had a time after that, a friend of mine tragically suffered a spinal cord injury. And all his American friends were rallying around to do fundraisers for him to get him back on his feet. And they kind of rubbed off me. And I was like, oh, I want to get involved here. Now, what can I do? And they're like, oh, could you host an event for us? You love talking. You're always talking. I'm like, no. This was long before I'd ever comedy. I was like, I'm afraid of public speaking. Actually, most Irish people hate it. I'm no different. I hate public speaking. For me, it's actually a crippling fear. And he said, I'm in a wheelchair, you dildo. I was like, you're right there. You have a fair point. It's not a crippling fear. I'm going to have to try and get over this. That is a terrible phrase. And so I started trying to do it, and I started doing comedy. We ended up doing a fundraiser. We kept it going for years, and I ended up going down a bit of a rabbit hole of trying to raise money for people with spinal cord injuries because of our friend who was affected by it. And I was trying to be all business cool, you know, from what I learned with the government sending emails. You write kind regards all the time, don't you? Like, some days you're being lazy, and you're like, I don't need to be kind today. Just regards kind of a day. And unfortunately, I'm dyslexic, and every time I wrote the word regards, I put a T instead of a G. Some of you way better at spelling than I am, and I was not writing regards anymore. It was re all right, but it was not regards. And sometimes I just dropped kind and went re, not guards, to people with spinal cord injuries for 2 whole years. Nobody brought this to my attention in a 2-year period. And now we live in a society where they're like, that word's not acceptable anymore. And I'm like, I fully agree. The only problem is I have documented evidence that I use this word.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's community kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day, you'll get to hear...
Panda, say I love you.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
Always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core COD, makes A and E and he's working on B. Dig C and W and R and B and me. Chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it out. Guitar Zan, he's a guitar man. He's all you can stand. Give him a hand, Guitar Zan. He's got a girl named Jane with no last name, kind of homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Pet monkey, he likes to get drunky and sing boogie woogie and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight and their voices unite in the pale moonlight and it sounds